is Building on the Solid Rock with Pastor Troy Neely of Calvary Chapel's Solid Rock.
Let every family find faith in the Father's love. This is where it begins. This is our cry, this is our song, Jesus the way. We find our life in Him.
Kids have to be taught this from a young age, taught to honor and consider others. They need to be taught to consider others because they only think of themselves. What's in it for me? What do I get out of this? How does this affect me? But they need to learn. And the way to teach them is not to go, you need to not be selfish. Stop being selfish. You're not. No, the way to teach them not to be selfish is to start teaching them to consider others. No one knows how to stop being selfish. That's who I am. What you need to preoccupy them with is thinking about others, considering them. Think about others. Think about the effect of this on others. Think about the effect of this on your parents. Think about the effect of this, considering others more than yourselves.
Parenting is hard. There's no handbook that tells you exactly how to handle every situation we're confronted with in this broken world. As Pastor Troy continues to lead us through the book of Ephesians, we will closely examine what godly parenting looks like. While it may not directly address every issue we'll face, Scripture does offer us vital wisdom for raising kids who know God and respect others. If we don't make it a priority to teach them the right way, where will they learn it? Now, here's Pastor Troy in Ephesians chapter 5 with today's edition of Building on the Solid Rock.
Children are not a burden, but a delight. Now, they learn this by parents teaching them this and modeling it. Modeling it and teaching them this. This is what we call discipleship. Discipleship begins in the home with practical things. There's a scripture that we train up your child in the way he should go and you'll not depart from it. Well, we automatically train your child up in the scriptures. That's what we read. Train him up in the spiritual things. No, in the way he should go. That includes the responsibilities of a home. And then when they're older, it'll make sense. They'll get it. Because when they're growing up, they don't get it. It's not until they have their own children. It's not until they have their own home. It's not until they have their own stuff before they go, oh, I see. And they won't depart from it. At first, it's hard. It's an investment. It is hard. It's not easy. The first 5 years of a child's life, they say, are the most impressionable. It's where you need to do the most due diligence, is the first 5 years. Sadly, in our culture, the first 5 years of our children's life are in someone else's hands under their guidelines, under their moral standings, trained under someone else. When those are the times when we should be pulling back and really investing in them, it's a ministry, it's full time. There's too much at stake. But then they grow up. At first, they have a hard time picking up their toys. They have one toy, and they still can't pick it up. It's in the middle of the floor. Would you put your toy away? But we get them more and more toys. Scripture says, to whom much is faithful, or to whom much is given, much more will be required, right? So there's a principle they can learn. Child, if you can't keep one toy clean, why am I going to give you much more? They're all going to be all over the place. So they learn. If you want multiple things, if you want multiple items to manage, manage the ones you have. But we don't teach them those lessons at a young age. We don't teach them those things so that as they grow up, they can be a help and a delight. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. Instead, we have our culture doing it our way, mind you, where we have a culture of people who can't wait. And I tell you, I've heard pastors and their wives, and I hate it. I think it's anti-biblical. I think it's wrong that parents would say of their children, I can't wait till they're out of the house, with that kind of an attitude. I think that's unbiblical. It should be a great loss I'm going to miss you. Some of the mess will be gone, but some of the help will be gone. I heard the story of a woman that I had talked to recently, and her boys were great boys. They're all grown up now out of the home with their own families. And she says, you know what? I'm doing all the stuff now that they used to help me do. The lawn and other things. They were such good helpers. I miss them, not just for their work. She missed them. I said, that's how you ought to miss them. Not just for company or someone to yell at, but because they were part of your family, contributing part of the family. And that requires discipleship. And you know why it's so important? Because one day they're going to have a home of their own. And I believe they should be missed. Now, all this falls into another bigger pot here to help in the home, but also the role of children is to honor the Lord. We teach them to do these things so that they honor the Lord. They're not ashamed. You don't have to hide everything because it's embarrassing. You know, that, man, if you grow up and you have your own home, think about this. If your child had their own home and it looked like their room, would you be proud of that? Don't say, well, it's their space. Their space is going to turn into their house. And that's what's going to be their legacy. They learn from mom and dad. So teaching them these things. I know, right? I'm spending a lot of time on a clean house. Our house is not perfect. We have kids and it's a battle. It's work. But it's part of the job. It's part of having children and teaching them things you ought to do. And you know, most of the time I find that my kids' failures are my failure. I haven't done something with enough consistency, or I haven't done something the way God says I should do it. I'm the leader. I'm the example. When I find them failing a lot, I find that it's often my... It could be something as simple as I'm not consistent enough. Yeah, I say the right things. On occasion, I model the right things, but I'm not consistent enough for them to develop a permanent habit. And that's my failure too. It's work. So they are to honor the Lord. Their role in submitting to one another is to obey and honor their parents. Notice it says, for this is right. Why is it right? Simply one reason, because it's the commandment of God. He said so. They should honor or obey their parents. And when this is fulfilled, they honor the Lord. How does a child follow the Lord with all their heart and honor him? They honor their parents and they obey them. That's how. Just like we talked about last week, they got it hard, guys. I know now moms are on board with me this time. They got children. But last week, it was you in their position. Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't like that role. That's right. They don't like it either. Ask them. And they're more vocal about the fact they don't like it sometimes as they get a little older. So if they're not understanding their role, understanding what's coming in the future, being a participant in the family, then they're going to be the teenager who's resistant, rebellious, frustrated, and ready to get out as soon as possible. And I don't think that should be their heart either, ready to get out as soon as possible. They should love their home. They should love their family. And I am here until God brings that spouse, until God brings me into that place where he's called me to be. Man, this is my home. I love it. That should be their heart. Not, man, I can't wait till I'm 18. Now, when you think of children, what comes to mind? Maybe it's 6-year-old, 5-year-olds, up to 12-year-olds. Maybe you think in terms of the law, and that's 18 years old. Children up to 18. But the Greek word is the word techna, techna. It means offspring living at home, living under their guardian, their home, their parents. It doesn't give an age. So this could be a 40-year-old, especially in our culture, living at home under the dependent care of their parents who are taking care, mostly providing. See, the Lord didn't give 18 as a magic age where everything changes. Oh, you're 18. I can't tell you what to do now. The Lord never said that. Jacob had to do what his father said. In fact, Isaac had his parents at around 40 years old go get his wife, said, here's your wife. God bless you, son. So they were still under their parents' authority in the home, helping a contributing member. It's our culture. I know I'm ruffling some feathers. You want to take a moment and calm them down a little bit, put them down? I'm just sharing the scriptures. Nowhere in there will you find 18 or 21 is the age of an adult. They should get responsibility as they're growing and they're able to handle it, as they prove that they're able to handle the help. Now, you don't put anything more on them than they can handle. I wouldn't take my daughter, Rachel, and go, girl, you got fingers. Go pay the bills online for dad. I hate that stuff. I don't do that. I got to do certain things. But she has some responsibility. She's got to do things, especially stuff that is hers. If you want stuff, you have to take care of stuff. You have to manage stuff, or you lose the right to stuff. Well, according to this, if you live in the home of your parents or guardians, it doesn't matter your age, this is for you. Obey your parents in the Lord. 18 is not a biblical concept. That's the age of being an adult. There are actually two ideas here: obey and honor. Obey has to do with action while you're under the same roof. You're in their house, you're under their provision, then you obey their rules. So if they say, this is the church we're going to, this is the church we go to, or this is what our family's going to do, this is us, then you're a participant. Your role is going to be washing dishes on Wednesdays, and that person, however they decide, then the child is to fit and obey. That's their role. They're not the boss. There's no hotline. I know the world's trying to give little hotlines for children. Our school system bypasses adults. Our government tries to bypass adults, tries to bypass the parents. Children can do things in school, and I even heard somebody said today the parent couldn't even find out what their child had been checking out in school because it's not the right of the parent to ask that question. The children should have their own privacy. Wrong. That child has got foolishness bound up in their heart.
There's much more to learn from today's edition of Building on the Solid Rock. So be sure to stay tuned for the next part of Pastor Troy's message. Building on the Solid Rock is the radio ministry of Pastor Troy Neely of Calvary Chapel Solid Rock in San Antonio, Texas. If you're in the San Antonio area, we'd love to have you join us in person for our weekly services on Sundays at 9 and 11 a.m. for a time of worship and learning from the Word of God. You can also come by on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for our in-depth Bible study. Learn more about the church and find directions at our website, buildingonthesolidrock.com. That website again is buildingonthesolidrock.com. We hope we see you there. Now, here's Pastor Troy with more of today's message. Building on the solid rock.
They need a parent to help them and guide them to make right decisions. And it's not the school's responsibility to take them from us or the government's. Now, right now, I'm sure I sound rebellious to the government. But this is where you would have to say, here I stand. Because it is the word of God that we have to consider. Whether it's right in the eyes of men, in this point, it doesn't matter. They have been convinced by the world that caters to them. But in God's word, there is no, when they're in the school, they're no longer under the parents. The parents are responsible all the time. So action under the same roof is obey. Honor, however, honor has to do with an attitude. And that is not just while that child is in the home. That is for the rest of that child's life. Honoring the parents. Treating them with honor and dignity and respect. It's an attitude. And kids have to be taught this from a young age. Taught to honor and consider others. They need to be taught to consider others because they only think of themselves. What's in it for me? What do I get out of this? How does this affect me? But they need to learn. And the way to teach them is not to go, you need to not be selfish. Stop being selfish. You're not. No, the way to teach them not to be selfish is to start teaching them to consider others. No one knows how to stop being selfish. That's who I am. What you need to preoccupy them with is thinking about others, considering them. Think about others. Think about the effect of this on others. Think about the effect of this on your parents. Think about the effect of this, considering others more than yourselves. Jesus himself honored his parents, at very least his mom, his whole life. They believe that Joseph possibly died early on because we don't see Joseph, but we do see his mom, even at the cross. And it's at the cross when she's there and he's on the cross, he says this strange thing, "Woman, behold your son." And then tells his son, "Behold your mother." And some confuse that and think that he's on the cross saying, "Look at me, your son." But he's not saying, "Look at me." What he's doing is he's taking care of his mother by saying, "Woman, behold your son. Behold John." John was there. And she's saying, "John is going to be the one who's going to start taking care of you now. And John, take care of her." Because a blessing for the parents was that their children would be able to assist them when they got older. In fact, I didn't put this point, but a third role of children might be that they can be strength in the parents' old age. What a bummer when you, "I can't wait till you're at the house, get out of here," and then you never have a good relationship, 4 or 5 children, a few sons, strong, able to help, making good money, and yet in your old age, you don't have any help, any support, you can't do much anymore. And they don't really want to be a part of your life because they've become independent. "I've got too much going on. I got this. It's not the way we think. It's not the way you taught us to think, Mom. We're out. We're done. We're independent." Jesus rebuked religious leaders for something they called korban. Korban had become a way of dedicating things to the Lord. So now that these things are dedicated to the Lord, we're going to use them for his glory, like we get a house. It's dedicated to the Lord for his use. But what would happen is parents would age, their stuff would break, like a couch or certain things might break, and they could really use one, especially because, you know, they need something comfortable and they can't build, you know, dad can't get out there and build one like he used to. You're busy. But you got a house of furniture, you know, and you think, "Well, I would love to give you this nice, comfortable extra couch that we have, but it's dedicated to the Lord." I mean, if a missionary ever happens to come in and the pastor so sees it fit to let them stay in our house, this is for them. I can't let you have it. It's korban, dedicated to the Lord. And Jesus was angry and said, "You, by your traditions, you disobey the commands of God with these traditions that you have because you think it's so spiritual and you're disobeying God in the process." Jesus rebuked them. Many children today don't treat their parents with respect. They don't honor their parents. And I think the media feeds it. We have to be very careful about what we let our children take in, and we need to be very careful about what we let raise our children, because many have turned to the media, television, those things to raise our children. Because if they don't watch something, they're not behaving. They're too much to handle. I want to do my thing. And if I put them on the video, if I put them on the TV, they behave. Wrong. They're just distracted, and someone else is teaching them. Someone else is telling them about love. Someone else is showing them about affection and when it's appropriate. Someone else is teaching them those things. That's all that is. It's a bad babysitter. But children see things like the Disney Channel. And some of the shows, I've seen them. You go to a McDonald's or something like that and they've got a screen. We got screens everywhere, no matter where you go, some show's on. And you see the shows and you see the kids and how the kids run the world, really. The kids are right. The kids are the ones who have it all figured out. The parents are doofuses. They're dumb. They're dumbed down, like they don't know what's going on, especially dad. It's like they've taken the Bible and God's role and says, "How can we reverse this?" And they dumb it all down. And our kids get fed this. Like, yeah, and trust me, they don't need to get fed this to think they know it all. But this just kind of affirms how much they know. And parents, they are dumb. They're not with it. They don't understand. They don't get it. When the truth is, parents have enough knowledge that they ought to be taking the time to pour into their children that knowledge. Some want to do certain things. I want to do ministry. I want to do stuff out there. If you have children at home, you have ministry. You have ministry. You want to influence the world? There they are. Influence them. Pour into them. Raise them. Show them the way they should go. But the media, television, not a good babysitter. We ought to be very careful what we're letting them take in. Because letting them take in, even though maybe there's nothing sexual or anything like that that they would watch from some of these programs, just that disrespectful attitude is contagious. Very contagious. They take it in and they pass it off. And you can see it. I can see it. I can see it. I see it in kids who have it. I hear things that are not them. You know that was written in a script somewhere on some show, and they're doing it, they're acting it, they're saying it, and they're responding, and they've owned it. But when you become a Christian, you learn that one of the kingdom values is honor your father and your mother. It's a value of the kingdom of heaven. Honor them. Maybe they didn't earn it. Maybe they didn't do the best job, but that's not what he said. Honor them if they've done a good job. He says, your role is to honor them. And through honoring them, maybe you'll win them over. Wives had been given that same command. Hey, you may not have the best husband, but maybe by your role, serving in your role, you may win them over. Children, the same thing is true. I've seen parents come to faith in the Lord because of children whose hearts were committed to the Lord. We can do this. It sounds like it's impossible, but we can do this. How do I know? Because if you're a believer, you're born again. You're born again with a new nature, enabled to live a life that honors God and that honors others even more than yourself, rather than putting others down. One of the things that I think should disappear in the church too is heavy sarcasm, being so critical about everything and everybody. And I don't think it's good for you in your home either. Because in your home, what you're doing is you're simply taking your spouse and your family unit and you're gossiping or talking down about everybody else outside. And if you have kids, they hear that. They see it. And they may not have the same containment that you have to keep it in the home. Especially when they're real, real young. There are times you're talking and your little kid, they're growing up. And there's phases in a kid's life. One day, you can talk about anything in front of them. Talk about anything. Blah, 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 blah. And then one day, you go out and they say something. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When did you start talking? When did you start getting this stuff? And it happens. You try to talk above them. Have you ever seen videos, movies? And it's okay for them to watch. Just the humor's above them. Well, first of all, parent, it's not above you. But second, it may not be as above them as you think, especially in the culture today. These kids know a lot more if they're exposed to certain things in this culture than they ever were when I was growing up. They know a lot more than you think. We need to be very careful what we're taking in because it influences. Jesus said, the eye is the lamp of the body. The light, it's the source. So that light, it's going to be brighter or dimmer, snuffed out based upon dirt coming in, puts out the fire. But light coming in causes the fire to grow. And this includes the way children talk about their parents and talk about their parents to others, honoring them.
We're so glad you joined us today for Pastor Troy's continuing study through the book of Ephesians. If you'd like to hear today's message again, visit our website, buildingonthesolidrock.com. There you'll also find an archive of previous messages from Pastor Troy, as well as information about Building on the Solid Rock, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Solid Rock. If you're in the San Antonio area, we'd love to have you join us for one of our weekly services. We meet Sundays at 9 and 11 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And you'll find location information and driving directions at buildingonthesolidrock.com. From all of us on the production team at Building on the Solid Rock, we'd like to say thank you for tuning in today. We pray you continue to seek God's hand in your life, and that you embrace His blessings and grace in each moment of your day. Join us again as Pastor Troy continues sharing from the book of Ephesians, right here on Building on the Solid Rock.
Let the light of Christ shine as we grow in